In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledges full support to tackle rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes. Mexico, Canada and China react to Trump administration tariffs. And in cricket, Australia beats Sri Lanka in the first test of their two-match series. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghail. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says all resources are being provided to state and federal agencies to respond to the rise in anti-Semitic incidents and hate crimes. New South Wales Police Force Commissioner Karen Webb says there will also be an increase in police patrols of Jewish institutions in Sydney from this weekend, as resources are doubled for a specialist task force and operation looking at hate crimes. Mr. Albanese says he won't jeopardize operational matters of an ongoing investigation by disclosing sensitive information about the timing of when he was briefed about the explosives discovered in a caravan in the Sydney suburb of Dorrol. He told the Conversations Politics podcast that it is important to come together and stand against hate and the politics of division.
I am satisfied that we are doing everything within our powers, and that every single request by the Australian Federal Police or by state jurisdictions or by the intelligence agencies is met with one word: yes. My focus is two things. The first focus is on safety. The second is on providing those intelligence and police agencies with support.
China says there's no winner in a tariff war, as U.S. President Donald Trump says he is pushing ahead with imposing new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as part of his re-election campaign promises. A spokesperson for China's embassy in Washington says a trade war serves the interests of neither side nor the world. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, says the country has alternative plans to address the U.S. government's decision, and her government will act with a cool head. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who's due to deliver a media briefing, says Canada is ready with a response. Linda Schlesinger-Wagner is the owner of a fashion business in the U.S. city of Birmingham. She says she's worried about the impact of the tariffs.
Skinny Teas happens to do a lot of business in China, and we love our factory, we love the people we work with, and is this going to affect our business? You bet it is. And that 10% on the wholesale end for the consumer becomes 20% on the retail end. It will cut into our give for the community, and we're most upset about it.
Burundi's president, Evariste Ndayishimiye, is warning the conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo risks turning into a broader regional war. M23 rebels seized Goma on Tuesday before advancing towards Bukavu. Their progress stalled on Friday as Congolese troops, backed by Burundi's army, pushed back. Corneille Nangaa, the head of the political coalition backing M23, says the rebels are not warmongers.
So, how far will this war go? No, we are not warmongers. Even the takeover of Goma is linked to one thing: the threat that was in Goma, constantly trying to kill us with fighter jets, with thousands of European mercenaries stationed here. With all this, I would call it a ticking time bomb, caused by the fact that weapons were distributed to people who were not qualified to handle them.
Over the past week, the Congolese government says at least 773 people have been killed in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo's largest city of Goma and surrounds. A further 2,880 are injured in a major escalation of the decades-long conflict. In cricket, Australia retains the Warren Muralidharan Trophy after defeating Sri Lanka on the final day of the first test in Galle. In terms of runs, it is Australia's biggest ever win in Asia. A collapse of 5-9 meant Sri Lanka were all out inside 45 minutes of the restart on day 4, with left-arm off-spinner Matt Kuhlman leading the way. Australia captain Steve Smith says it was a near-flawless performance.
Terrific first innings, and then the spinners just bowled beautifully in tandem after Mitchell Starc, who I thought bowled beautifully with the new ball too. So, yeah, it was almost a near flawless performance. I thought just the way we went about it was outstanding. Every run stuck to their method, and then really focused in 2 days out from the game and sort of got their game plans completely in order and brought it all together.
In tennis, Australia has defeated Sweden 3-1 to secure a Davis Cup tie on home soil in September. Olympic champions John Peers and Matt Ebden defeated Philip Bergevi and Andre Goransson 6-7, 7-9, 6-3, 6-2 to achieve the result. Australia will play either Belgium or Chile at home in the next qualifying round in September. It'll be the first time since 2022 that the Australians have played a Davis Cup tie on home soil. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.